Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today's topic is comparing yourself to others. And I know this is something that is, for a lot of us, second nature, but it can also be a form of self-sabotage, which keeps you from taking the action that you need to be successful. So I just want to give you some tips that have helped me when it comes to, you know, staying in my own lane, so to speak, and not really looking at what others are doing in the same area that I'm in, because it will derail me. It is a mindset trap for me, and I know that. And so it's not uncommon if you're somebody who wants to or find yourself comparing yourself to others. And I won't say that you want to, just sometimes someone may send you something and you're like, oh, look at what they're doing. And it just kind of happens. I know I don't set out to do comparing, but I know what my triggers are now. And I know what I need to do to kind of put my blinders on and stay in my own lane. So, first and foremost, I think it's important that you embrace being uniquely you, all of you. And the second thing is to realize that every journey is different. Every person's journey to success is different. There are no two people that are exactly the same. So, for instance, if you apply for a job and on paper, you know, your resume is identical to someone else's, what's going to set you apart from them is you, your unique experiences, your life experiences, the experience you've had in, you know, a job. All of that is going to make you different or unique than, say, another resume or another, you know, someone who's looking for a job. It's the same thing when it comes to clients. So all journeys are different and everything isn't going to match up perfectly. There is no carbon copy of you. It's not comparable. So one of the things I learned very quickly about comparing is, one, it derails you, but two, it really sometimes deflates you because you think that you don't have what it takes to be successful when you start looking at everybody around you, which brings me to social media. Social media is a highlight reel. Most of it is some type of scripted facade to sell you something. That's pretty much it. They're going to tell you what you want to hear and promise you the moon and stars to get you to buy whatever they're selling. That's just the way it is. That's just, unfortunately, what social media is all about. So if you're comparing yourself to something that you see on social media, that's, you're comparing yourself to something that's not even true. So you're wasting time and energy on something that's fake. So don't compare yourself to fake stuff. Don't look at what you see on social media and believe that it's all real. I'm not saying that it's all a facade, but I would say a good 90% of it, someone's trying to sell you something, they're going to find the right hook to sell you. For instance, in this industry, I see all the time, I made six figures in less than 6 months as a VA, and you can too. You want to know how? Buy my stuff. And a lot of people think, oh my God, six figures in less than 6 months. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that have done that. But a lot of people who use this type of marketing, which is a hook, have never been a VA before. Or maybe they made six figures in 6 months, but not as a VA, maybe as something else. So that's why I always say, do your due diligence. You know, they may get your attention, but make sure that they can give you what they're selling you. In other words, if they say that they have the experience and all this stuff, then have a look at what they're selling and ask for, you know, recommendations or referrals from people who have taken it before. Ask for a sample. Look to see if they have a refund policy. I have an entire podcast on, you know, what to look out for when you're purchasing. But my point is these types of things may trigger a comparing you when you look at them and going, I'm not even making six figures and I've been in business a year. Again, social media, a lot of it is a facade, so you have to really take it with a grain of salt. Comparing really affects your mindset,
and will derail you and self-sabotage you from taking the action that you need in order to be successful. So one of the things that I've done is I don't look at things anymore. I turn off things that I know are going to be a trigger for me and cause, I don't want to say a downward spiral, but cause me to doubt myself. And it's taken a lot of time for me to figure out what those are. The goal here is for you to figure out what yours are. Maybe just quit looking at what everybody else is doing. Maybe try it for 30 days and see how that affects your mindset. See that how that affects the actions that you're taking. You may need to unfollow people. You may need to spend less time on social media. But comparing to me is a dead-end street. Because what a lot of times we're comparing ourselves to are things that aren't true at all. And not only that, you may be comparing your journey, and when you're in chapter one, to somebody else's journey that's in chapter 20. Obviously, they're going to look very different. So there's a lot of backstory that you don't see when you compare just on face value. We're all unique. We all have unique experiences. And I think the best thing to remember is that this is a relationship-based business, which means not everybody's going to be your ideal client, which is fine. Not everybody's going to gravitate toward you. And you have to be okay with that. Because in the end, you only want to work with people that you truly enjoy working with. And you only want to do the things that you love doing. So just realize social media is not all about honesty. A lot of it's a scripted facade, especially for people who are trying to sell you things. And I see it especially in this industry. Well, people will say just about anything to get you to buy their stuff. And a lot of the stuff is just filled with fluff and filler. And they can't deliver. So do your due diligence. But the most important thing is find some coping strategies. If you know that if you start looking at other people's stuff, it's going to trigger something in you, then tell yourself you're going to not do it for 30 days. And then really look at the difference in how you feel after 30 days without comparing yourself to somebody else or worrying about what somebody else is doing or how far they're along in the course and you're not on, you know, you're on page one and they're on page 30. Who cares? So the goal for this is to commit to 30 days to not compare yourself in any way, shape, or form to anybody else. Be uniquely you. Embrace you and your experiences that are unique to you, because a lot of times that's what clients are looking for, just like in a job. Two people might be the same on paper, but someone may have a better fit with the person that's hiring than the other person. Doesn't mean each one is not qualified. It just means, again, you're looking for that fit. And when you start comparing, it derails you from taking the action that you need to be successful. So I'd love to know who's going to take me up on my 30-day challenge of not comparing for 30 days. And it doesn't just have to be comparing business-wise. It can be in any aspect of your life. Comparing is a dead-end road. You do not want to do that. You want to embrace you. You want to turn off the noise and focus on being successful. So if you're going to take me up on it, please comment below. I'd love to know. And I read and answer all of them. 30 days is how I started to really understand what my triggers were. The other thing you might want to do if you're going to take me up on it is to just make notes of what are the things that trigger you so you'll know going forward that you can avoid those landmines, so to speak, and keep yourself focused on what you need to do. All right, so thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.